From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A massive wall of water from three overflowing rivers in southwestern Colombia swept through the town of Mocoa overnight as residents slept, destroying homes and infrastructure and killing more than 150 people. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town of 40,000 near the border with Ecuador Saturday and declared a state of public calamity. He said, "We did an analysis of the situation at this moment. The last figure of dead people was 154, a really lamentable figure, and I want to reiterate that these families are in our hearts." Red Cross officials said 400 people were injured in the deluge, with at least 220 others missing. Video from the scene showed flattened buildings and mounds of crumpled cars and uprooted trees. As Day's residents surveyed the scene and rescuers pulled the injured and the dead from the wreckage. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water. Venezuela's Supreme Court said Saturday it would abandon measures to strengthen President Nicolas Maduro's grip on power after it was widely and harshly criticized. In a ruling posted on its website, the Supreme Court said it was overturning its decision to diminish the legislative powers of the General Assembly, which opponents had called a coup d'etat. Maduro's opponents and international powers, including the United States and governments across Latin America, had condemned the Venezuelan Supreme Court rulings. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.